While working at the Chicago VA years ago, Dr. Lucas Konopka was approached by an Art Institute student wanting to use science to study the impact of art therapy. That encounter set Konopka's career on a new course.
At that time, I did not know what art therapy was, nor did I have appreciation for that process. And as a consequence of that relationship, I became very aware, in addition to standard therapeutic processes that we engage in the clinic, there are other ways to reach the patient from basically subconscious.
Konopka says psychic traumas, like what many of our veterans are dealing with, don't just go away. They can be locked away from the conscious mind, but still cause issues like PTSD and depression.
We, as adults, learn how to incorporate these traumatic experiences and allow them to be unprocessed, but they are retained. There's no trauma that becomes eliminated from one's brain. Once experienced, it will always be present.
Konopka says the right hemisphere of the brain deals with emotions, and the left allows us to communicate. If there is a disconnect between the two hemispheres, those emotions often don't get expressed. That, Konopka says, is where art therapy comes in.
Art therapy is primarily involved in that process where individuals express themselves by painting, drawing. There's also other form of, for example, clay that provides a very different experience to the patient because they actually manipulate something in a three-dimensional space.
Iraq War Army veteran Grombi participated in a pilot art therapy project at the Indianapolis VA hospital to deal with PTSD. He says the act of creating a piece of art during therapy and then being able to put words to it is meaningful.
Sometimes I can share it with the group, or sometimes I can share it even outside of the art therapy. Sometimes I might share it with a friend or a family member or someone else. And then there's some other things that I just keep private, you know, that I just kind of do for myself. But it is cathartic. It's a release.
And what is it about sharing with other veterans?
It's vital.
Why?
Because we're a unique breed.
Shared experience is something that we all seek. So when someone finds themselves in trouble, in distress, the sense of loneliness and being alone is always so very prominent. By having a conversation with others who have similar experiences, allow us to feel that we're not unique or crazy or abnormal. It's a process that we all experience, however, often not able to share.
It's not only the fine arts that help veterans heal. The expressive arts, music and theater, can allow feelings to be communicated.
Patients participating in theater, where they can take on someone else's identity and express their emotions, may be very therapeutic because it's not about them, and yet it is about them.
Konopka says he's absolutely convinced of art therapy's healing potential for those with hidden wounds. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.